That was a good response. I don't really expect it. So we have... Good to see you.
Which I'm used to that, because I live in New York, I used to live in LA, you know, or something. It's not that many people that they can play in front of in LA that A, are actually from there, B, don't work for like the film or music industry or something like that. So tell me, what are these top Florida crowds like, really? How would you compare a Central Florida crowd to a South Florida crowd?
Or better! Woo!
Woo-hoo! Better? Okay, good. At least that was definitive. I applaud that. Woo! I'm from the Pacific Northwest where crowds are tough. And now they're really good. But at first they were tough. The reason why they were is everyone drank beer in Seattle. Like that's why raves don't work in Seattle. This guy's got a rave, so they just get drunk on beer and they say, yeah, I don't know, man, it's me either. Let's go watch sports. It doesn't work. I'm gonna start off with a song called Bed in the Road.
Lost in time.
She is the dead of the man. She gives the night.
the circumstances that were not easy to predict, I ended up over the last several years writing a lot of songs in Florida, and in fact, pretty much all of Higher Truth. And this is the first one in that long list. This is called This Open Promise Fade. Cornered in there with lots of different instruments.
I got a whole bunch of the same thing. He had sort of like varied shapes. I like the song side of you. I haven't seen this before. The diligent tuning before the song. This is the first. He's climbing it for the climate. All these guitars live in Florida all the time. I don't seem to have a problem with it. It's worth it, honestly. It's worth it to hear a new tune. Especially with a mandolin. An attitude mandolin is like fucking wet fingers on a balloon. I might as well have a seatbelt, all right? This is called Nearly Forgot My Broken Heart. I met Brian a few years back. It's actually quite a few years back now. It's like, I'm the age where it's a year since I've had
a good picture.
A week or two. So that kind of makes it blurry, right?
Well, it's real
I have my right glasses on for 2009, whatever. So it's about 4 or 5 years ago. It was the first time I ever did this kind of tour, actually. So it was like 2009 or 10. Long ass time ago. It's got to be for you, Brian. You were probably 24, 21. Anyway, a friend of a friend, he played me something that Brian had recorded, which was he did some arrangements to a couple of songs that I had written a long time ago, and suggested that Brian come and play them on stage with me. So he did come up as a guest, first time in Atlanta, and he did it a few times after that. We had a really good time. I played it in several different cities, just on a couple songs, and this was the first one.
Thank you.
That one you don't
tell. I got most of it.
I forgot an entire part of the song last night. But I saved it. I saved it. I was fortunate enough to spend some time with and help a person who became, you know, one of my heroes, actually later in my musical life, release his book to the world and tell his story. And this is a song that he wrote a long, long time ago. Brian's right, I'm starting to break a sweat. Turned out to be the first time on this tour. This isn't normally like a sweaty thing. Are you guys fine? Where are you from? Oh, from Rotterdam? And then you were there in Miami last night. And here you are. How do you find the crowds here versus other places? Hey!
Yeah.
that it will stay. Well, maybe it's true, as dumb as it sounds, I ain't gonna stop you from looking around. So let us
there is a house.
No,
it's not.
Dance on the floor and around.
Oh,
Sunday. Love is the fire.
Temple of the Dog, Hunger Strike was religious. Thank you.
We're now going to play a song called When I'm Down from an album called Euphoria Morning. I've done it before, you've probably seen it before, but I like to sing to a pressed to vinyl version of Natasha Schneider's original performance. Because I've sang it with other piano players before, it just wasn't quite the same thing. It just didn't quite work out. So, this is Natasha here in about 1998, I think. 1997, 1998.
keeps watch till the sun rests, cooking the shit out of China, and then it comes back around. And it looks down and the sun says, "You wouldn't believe this shit that's going on over there." It's called the Worry Moon. Worry Moon, shine bright. Can I sleep here tonight right beside you? I got a long way to go. I'll be off in the morning, I hope that I'm alone. She ever held me back again, on a wonderful friend who stayed across my heart. And
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I don't know if weed is legal yet in Florida, but it seems like a little bit smart if it isn't. Nobody cares, right?
Oh, yeah!
Nobody smokes weed in at shows anymore. Ever since it was decriminalized, they stopped. And if you think back, like back in the 70s, when you could go to jail for like, you could do real time for weed back then, and everybody fucking smoked weed at a show. Everybody.
Yeah, we still do.
They didn't care.
Yeah. It's business.
Yeah. Oh, man. Stealing bread from the
I'm
stealing bread from the mouth. seen his face before. No one he was really sure if he was from the house of love. I saw a film the day of glory. The English army had just I just said,
okay. Don't lean over, someone. Grab her underpants, sir.
Call my pride and die sometime.
I'm gonna keep going. Somebody needs to go home. Won't feel bad. Go ahead. This next song I wrote this for my wife Vicky, which if I sort of think of all the albums that I've written or been a part of since I met her, even before we were married, there's a lot of songs for her. There's songs on every single record. And that's how you get an amazing woman to like you. She can do it. It works. For a while. Not forever. Doesn't matter if you want. But this next one, this is called Josephine from Higher Truth. This took me about 13 years to finish, to make it the way I felt that it should be.
After we're going to go to Australia and then Europe, by the end of Europe, I'll be like, yeah, fuck him. I'll be like, yeah. Give it up for Brian. Okay, that's good.
Take it.